The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome back to the Dan Prof Show. This is Jim Urio sitting in for Dan. And before this next segment is going to be about sports, and particularly the fact that Russell Wilson has talked about maybe going to the Bears, which I don't care if any people from Chicago, this is a big deal to us. But before I mention that, I would like to say that, you know, the CPAC's going on down in Florida. Ted Cruz finished speaking on Friday. Donald Trump is going to speak on Sunday. This will probably be the first kind of big mass communication he's had since we last saw him back in January. And I think it's going to be fascinating to hear what he has to say. Now it's March. Well, it's not really March, but it's almost March. The sun is higher in the sky. And March 1st means basketball. I'm sitting here with my Illini sweatshirt on, with my orange eye over the breast pocket. And there's some really good – I know mostly people probably, you know, have watched college basketball to a certain degree or not, but the NCAA tournament is singly the finest sporting event on the planet. I'll argue that with anyone, and I love football and I love the Super Bowl, but the David and Goliath stories that happened with the NCAA tournament are fabulous, and we were robbed of that last year. And the time it happened, I know I told the story about this last time I was on the show, you know, one of my daughters is so into college basketball, and it was a sad time for us when they canceled it, and talking to her on the phone and hearing her cry was awful, and I'll remember it forever. But it's a new year, and it's happening, and it's going to be great. Baylor and Gonzaga look like great teams, but after that, like the next eight best teams are Big Ten teams, Michigan, Ohio State. Michigan's got this young center. I can't remember his name. I think it's Dickinson. Keep an eye on him. But Illinois has Io, and it has Kofi, and it's going to be good. Now, on to the big news. And again, the restaurant I own in Palatine, Illinois, Brant's of Palatine, I can't believe it's been this long in the show, and I hadn't plugged it yet, but it's historically a big Bears hangout. And, you know, some of the Bears radio voices were former Bears players. I guess, Ed Obradovich is one of them, and I will mention him by name because I don't think he'll mind. But the Bears haven't had a quarterback since ever, okay? Some people will argue that, oh, well, Jim McMahon was a great quarterback. Jim McMahon, even for Bears fans in the 80s, which I was always just in between injuries. And you can tell we all cheer and yell for the way he played, where he went for that extra yard. But in retrospect, it was a dumb way for my franchise quarterback to play. Don't try to get an extra yard and try to play a whole season. The one season he did play, we won a Super Bowl. So now we have Russell Wilson, who, you know, he played for Wisconsin. So in the Midwest, we consider him a Midwestern son, saying that he's interested in a trade from Seattle and the Bears could be on his list. I don't hate Mitch Trubisky, the current quarterback. I think he's a fabulous, fabulous athlete. I love the way he scrambles, but reality of it is he doesn't have great accuracy in his throws, and he doesn't read a defense very well. And if you're Ed Obradovich at Brant's of Palatine, when you bring up those two things, the conversation gets very loud because those apparently are two very, very important things for being a quarterback. But Russell Wilson is the deal, and if you're listening to the show, Russell Wilson, we would love you in Chicago, and you would love being here. This has been the Dan Prof Show. I'm Jim Urio filling in for Dan. Thank you guys very much for joining us.
This is the Dan Prof Show.